no compre sin visitar Emporio.
Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the campfire on a beautiful Saturday morning. Little Temptations coming out for Father's Day weekend, coming into the show there. Never get tired of hearing that song, Vogler Vogler.
Never. Great song.
We're having a Krispy Kreme morning here, right?
A sugar rush is going on right now.
Listen to that campfire. Turn me up a little bit there, Vogler Vogler. I can't hear myself talk. There we go. Wow. Pull that chair in close to the campfire. Pour you another cup of Thomas Coffee here with the Vogler Vogler, Maddie G, and the Peanut on this Father's Day weekend. We've got a lot of Father's Day music, and happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Wow, what a great weekend, huh, Vogler Vogler?
Great weekend.
Started off kind of weird coming in. Been raining this morning, a little nasty on the roads. It was like the Twilight Zone. Nothing worked this morning coming in. Unbelievable. Stoplights wasn't working. Places supposed to be open wasn't open. Traffic was stopped. People just sitting there. Don't know what was going on.
Were people wearing shoes this morning and had shirts on?
I didn't see any of that, but there was a light on 30 that just never changed. It just stayed red. People started going around me, so what are you going to do?
Go around it.
And then when I got on 141, you know, went by the Krispy Kreme, there was like four or five cars in the turning lane. They all just sitting there. The light was green. They just sitting there. So, and I sat there and I sat there. So I went around them. And when I looked, they was all still just sitting there. I don't know whether they'd had an accident, but couldn't tell. But it was just weird. The whole thing was weird this morning.
There's weirdness out right now.
It was. You know, when I went to get Maddie his sandwich, you know, after 6 o'clock. McDonald's all lit up. They're open early, right? All night. That one's 24 hours. Pull through the drive-thru to tell me they're closed. It was like everything was like that this morning. Isn't that weird when it's like that?
Yes, it is.
But other than that, it was a beautiful morning. The weather's not too bad. A little rainy. We got some storms coming, but it was cool this morning. Oh, quick update. I went back to Potosi yesterday and went back to Barefoot and got an omelet with hash browns and rye toast and wanted to make sure that we're staying with our past report, and it was most excellent. Very good. The omelet was huge. It was $5 and some change for this omelet as big as a plate.
I got to thank you for getting me hooked on rye toast. That's just one of the best.
It's good for you, too, especially us old guys. That and oats and, you know, and lots of grit and grain and Geritol.
Well, we do look good amongst that. Oh, that is us.
I see the guy's shirt the other day. Old dudes, I'm killing it. And stuff like that. Old dudes rock. I've seen a lot of that on shirts of the guys running around. Wow. Man, it's great to be back in. I got a little item here. We're going to get Tiny Tim to test this for us. It's called Blood Tracks. It's a insert for your ear. My neighbor gave this to me yesterday. It's really interesting. And we'll have Tiny Tim with the Thinking Woodsman do it. It's an insert for your broadhead, for your arrow and your nock at each end. And when you shoot the deer, the blood comes up through the arrow and it goes everywhere. So it's like a sprinkler. So you can track the deer. So we'll have to have him try that. That sounds pretty interesting. On the show today, we've got a great show lineup. Got some good guests. My goodness, we've got some great guests today. We're going to run back out to Oklahoma. Todd Rogers out there at Rut and Strut Guide Service does whitetail, great whitetail stuff. We're going to talk to him a little bit about whitetail. We're going to have Tony Caggiano on, the top cat dude. He went down and did some upland bird hunting and stuff with whatever. What is it, Dennis? See, I'm messing it up for you, Tony. We'll ask you what it is. It's on my Facebook. I do that all the time. We know he's with World Slam, and he works with Todd Rogers as well. And we're going to talk to Tony about some stuff, and then we're going to bring Mark Martin on and talk to him about some walleye fishing and history of how he got to be a professional fisherman and all that kind of really cool stuff. Don't you think, Vogelbach?
Oh, gotcha.
You got any news items this morning? Or
Missouri Department of Conservation, Discover Nature Fishing teaches fundamentals. Free classes at Missouri Department of Conservation's Ozark Regional Office in West Plains. The class is basically built for 7 to 15-year-olds, and lesson one, equipment, casting, proper fish handling. Lesson two, how to tie a knot.
So you should, do well in that class then. If it's
five common Missouri fish, the anatomy, habits, and life cycles. Lessons four, fishing with lures. This is June 24th, 9 to 11, lures. And July 1st, 9 to 11. You got to register, 417-256-7161.
Okay, anything else?
Missouri Department of Conservation continues to work on flood-damaged access.
Floods? What's that?
Floods. That's what that...
Oh, floods.
Water? Flood? Extensive damage to some of the river access has kept them closed as Missouri Department of Conservation work continues. Continues working and evaluating repairing river and stream access damaged by flooding earlier this spring. Most flood damage occurred to Missouri accesses on the Ozarks, on the Current River, North Fork, and the White River and Gasconade River. So they're repairing all that, you know. So give it a chance, guys and gals.
Been a mess. It's been a real mess, all the flooding and the damage. And I know our friend Jim Anderson's still recuperating and repairing and getting stuff together down there. He's doing his wife, his sweetheart, left. He was there by himself unsupervised, and that's not a good thing for Jim Anderson. Not an eminent concern, not for him. There's no telling what he's up to this morning. What a great, great time to be alive, huh? We made it through. Here we are already in the second week of June. Can you believe that?
Do you know what's coming up?
What?
At the end of this month?
What?
Frog.
Frogging? Frog. We'll have to play some Kermit the Frog and do a little frog gig and see. We ought to go out and do a... We need to go out and go frog gig and then do a live report.
June 30th at sunset.
Wouldn't this be a great morning to be sitting on the banks of the Jack's Fork River? Wouldn't it just be a great time to be sitting there just drinking some coffee and watching the water roll by?
Heaven right there. That's heaven.
Yeah.
Missouri, we're so fortunate to have so many spots. And I'm fortunate because you've showed me a lot more spots than we have.
There's no help for you, Vogel.
Oh, there is a little bit, you know.
Well, you sound good today, and you look pretty good today.
Feel pretty good.
It's really hard. You know, I almost choked on that. It's hard for me to say you look good or give you any kind of compliment. You're such a bonehead sometimes.
Well, sometimes I am, you know. But that
thing, I wish I knew how to quit you.
Pain is now being eliminated. So this is kind of nice going through life like this.
This show ought to get real good with Matty G over there sucking on that Quick Trip high octane full of sugar drink, right? And Krispy Kremes.
Hell yeah.
Right?
This could take some interesting turns, so stay tuned. I wouldn't go anywhere.
Well, are shaking pretty good, aren't they?
Man, I forgot how much sugar is in these Krispy Kremes.
Isn't it wild?
Wow, let's take a break, shall we?
This is Ray Eyes on the Outdoors, the voice of the outdoors. Live mobile on demand.